everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club. I'm your host, Lindy, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴又来到我们的节目。欢迎大家跟我们边听边学边练。
It seems as though we often talk about things that are somewhat related to vacations or to travel, this kind of thing. I think it's because I just love being on vacation.
对对对，谁不喜欢度假呢？
对对对。But this time we're going to revisit a topic we looked at just a couple of weeks ago, which is having a vacation but not actually going anywhere. And how do you say that in Chinese?
宅度假。
So we have 三个字, we have 宅. Now, I know that 宅used to mean a long time ago, it meant like house or dwelling, but it also means stay. Is that right?
对,就是如果你不出门的话,你会说我喜欢宅在家里。
Okay, 宅 to basically stay. And then 度假, does that mean to go on vacation, like it's a verb? Or is it a noun? It means just vacation.
假期是一个 noun, 度假是一个动词,一个 verb.
Okay.
我觉得宅度假是一个比较新的一个词,可能还不是所有的人都听说过。
对呀,说到这个,我还记得我们第一次讨论这个话题的时候,你好像也不是很清楚中国人到底在用宅度假这个词。
对对对、
mm-hmm.
应该是和这个疫情有关系。就是在疫情之后新出来的一个词。
对，就是。All right, well, 事不宜迟，让我们来看一下今天的生词。
好的，宅度假。
To have a staycation.
假期。
Vacation time, period of leave.
人潮涌动。
Throngs of people pushing against one another.
抢票。
To fight over a limited number of tickets.
好不容易。
With difficulty, finally.
时尚。
Fashionable.
彩蛋射击游戏。
Paintball.
代沟。
Generation gap.
徒步。
Hiking, on foot.
一日游。
A day trip.
预算。
Budget.
集体。
Collective.As a group, a team.
集体度假。
A group vacation.
一言为定。
Sounds like a plan. All right, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
Labor Day 马上就要到了，你打算去哪儿度假呀？
每个景点都是人潮涌动，想想就心累。再说，到哪儿去都得抢票。好不容易抢到了，累得都没心情玩了。
完全同意，今年五一我也打算宅在家里吃吃喝喝。
但是好像只待在家里吃饭睡觉也太无聊了。你有没有听过现在的一种时尚度假方式，宅度假？
没听说过。
难道我们有代沟了吗？
宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩，甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。
我老公一定会觉得这是个很不错的主意，他最喜欢省钱了。那你打算怎么宅度假呢？
我觉得徒步、骑马或者彩蛋射击都可以考虑。
这些活动我也都喜欢。
要不然我们来个集体宅度假吧。
一言为定。
Okay, so we're going to talk about好像是劳动节。So first of all, I want to ask you, 劳动节, is that the same thing as 五一？
对对、mm-hmm. 在中国的 Labor Day, 啊是五月一号那个星期、
mm-hmm.
都放假，所以就是劳动节。
Okay, so you can say 劳动节, you can also say 五一, and that is talking about the same time.
嗯哼，对。
Okay.All right, so we have a couple of coworkers, and the first one says that Labor Day weekend, or not weekend, Labor Day week is almost here, and what are you planning to do? How do they ask that question?
劳动节马上就要到了，你打算去哪儿度假呀？
Okay, so you were saying before that 度假 is a verb, and I can definitely see that in action here. So it's like, 你打算去哪儿度假呀? So where do you plan to vacation, right?
Mm-hmm, 对。
Okay, all right, and so what is the reply to that?
每个景点都是人潮涌动,想想就心累。
Okay, so this word we actually did not add to our vocabulary list, but it kind of has to do with traveling, and that's 景点. What would be an example in China that people might go see?
最出名的应该大家都知道的 The Great Wall of China, right?
Yes, yes, I thought you would probably go for that one first. Yes, 长城,对吗?
长城啊、
mm-hmm. Okay.
然后北京还有很出名的啊、在北京市的中心。然后是以前皇帝住的地方，故宫。
Right, the Summer Palace, right?
故宫 Forbidden City.
I always get those names mixed up. Okay, 故宫 Forbidden City. What is the Summer Palace?
Summer Palace 应该是天坛吧。
Okay, that sounds right. That sounds right. Mm-hmm. Okay, 对，这些都是人潮涌动的地方 right?
对对，特别是放假的时候。
嗯哼 ，Yes, yes. In fact, 我好像没去过故宫，就是因为人潮涌动。There was just so many people standing outside, just waiting in line. We looked at that and were like, 啊，算了吧，我们不去。
那我觉得应该是五一吧，平常好像也还好，因为我去过故宫两三次。我没有觉得有那么多人、
mm-hmm.
但是故宫特别的大如果你要是都想走一走的话估计至少要一整天的时间
太可惜就是没去 But, you know, when we went there it was so crowded that it just didn't look like it'd be fun Kind of like Disney World A lot of people that I know like to go frequently and they say it's a lot of fun but I've heard other people say it's miserable 因为要排很长时间的队 so 可以说是算是美国的一个景点人太多
对对 I think it really depends on when you're going、mm-hmm. 如果你去的时候天气比较好没有那么多的人可能你就会觉得很有意思、
mm-hmm.
如果你去的时候人潮涌动或者还有一个词叫人山人海。
Yes.
你可能就很累。
Yeah, exactly. So 想想就心累是吧 Just thinking about it makes you feel tired.
对是是是。迪士尼我们以前经常去每隔一年去一次我现在想想还是很心累。
Okay, okay. So you're one of those people that I know who's been and you've experienced the crowds and it's like, no, it's not that fun.
对对、mm-hmm. 特别是我也不喜欢坐那些 rides
Right、
然后就是排队然后就是排完一个队再去排另一个队、
I know, yes, that does not sound like fun
对真的还不如去 Key West 去看看、
That's、
看那个鸡、
right. 流浪鸡 right, the stray chickens Yep, exactly
对对、
mm-hmm. So one of the problems is when you travel 到哪儿去都得抢票
如果人太多的话他肯定就会限制你进去的人数、
mm-hmm.
所以你就要抢票如果你没有买得很及时的话票已经卖光了、
mm-hmm.
那你也就去不了了是吧
Okay, how do you 抢票 when you go somewhere in China? Do you just get up super early in the morning and stand in line? Or how does it go usually?
I guess in the past, that maybe many years ago, you need to goto the train station and waiting on line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like 20 years ago, that's the case. But now you just do it over your phone.
Okay.
而且现在有很多的 website, 只要你 pay extra money, they can help you to 抢票。
啊、okay, okay. Yeah, 其实迪士尼也是有相似的办法。好像你多付点钱,他们好让你插队。
Yes, skip the line.
yes, yes. Did you do that, by the way?
在迪士尼的时候好像我们试过一两次。
Mm-hmm.
没有什么太大的区别。
Oh, really?
我忘了因为大概是 很多年以前经常去
，OK，
然后后来就不怎么去了，就是每一个公园都已经去过至少两遍，以后就不想再去了。
嗯，哦 ，I see， OK， well that's too bad， 可惜，好像是你们花了冤枉钱吧，就是要插队，但是好像花了钱以后还不怎么插队，是吧？
对，尤其是如果你圣诞节的时候去的话，
嗯，
就是特别多的人，好像。插队不插队都没有什么太大的区别
啊。OK， 听起来有一点像他们在对话里所说的那样，累的我都没心情玩了。
对对对
，I'm so tired. I don't even have the mood to have fun. I think we all know that experience. So, 他的同事他怎么回答？他说，
完全同意。啊哈
，Yeah，
他说我五一。我也打算宅在家里吃吃喝喝。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for Labor Day week, I'm just going to stay at home and just eat a lot and drink a lot.
对。
Yeah, sounds like a plan. And then the other person says what in response to this?
他说啊，只待在家里吃饭睡觉也太无聊了。
Mm-hmm.
然后他就提到了一种新的时尚度假方式。说你有没有听说过现在的一种时尚度假方式宅度假
？Okay, so first of all, we have 时尚。
对对，时尚也可以就是 used by itself， 时尚啊。比如说你可以翻译成 fashion 吧，就是说 iPhone 一直是大家喜欢的一种时尚、
mm-hmm.
手机是吧
？OK，
或者是你觉得一个人他总是 very fashionable， 你可以说他总是很时尚
啊。OK， Can you say something like 我要开启新的时尚 ？I'm gonna start a new fashion。
可以，可以，对。
OK。Not that I'm going to do that, but just, you know, if ever. All right, so that person says to their colleague, have you heard of this trendy new vacation style called 宅度假? And that person says, no, 没听说过。
没听。难道我们有代沟了吗?代沟,这个词我们也经常听到。
Okay, so what exactly does that mean, 代沟?
代啊，就是一代人、两代人的代、，generation， 沟就是 gap， generation gap。
OK，
比如说孩子经常会对父母说啊，我们有代沟，我说的话你听不懂
，right？
代沟
，yeah。OK， we just can't understand each other very well. We can't see eye to eye. They start off by saying， 难道我们有代沟了吗 ？So it's kind of a rhetorical structure， isn't it？
对对对、
mm-hmm.
就是说这里强调了 emphasize like we have a generation gap like
okay is there some kind of surprise in that like oh wow we have a generation gap
有一点惊讶的那种意思在里面、
mm-hmm.
对就是原来大家说每十年有一个 gap然后现在可能变成了每三年有一个 gap
啊、yes 对对
对
有道理
因为这个科技发展的太快所以这个事情变化的太快
mm-hmm.
每隔三年的年龄可能我们就已经互相不能够理解了就有代沟了所以他也很惊讶
对对对很容易落后 It's very easy to fall behind Okay, so the coworker explains what 宅度假 is and what do they say
宅度假就是说去不算太远的地方旅游、在家附近的地方玩甚至安排个一日游什么的。
Mm-hmm. Okay, 宅度假 is to kind of stay around home and do things that are nearby, including you could even do an 一日游。So we have 一 as in one, 日 as in
day.
Day.
对。
Okay, 游 to travel.一日游 so it's a day trip, basically.
对，这个在中国还是比较流行的一种旅游方式。就是你到了一个地方以后，然后你的时间很有限 ，you have a limited time. You want to go several different places within a day. 所以你就可以说啊，我要参加一个一日游。一般来讲，一日游 其实大家理解的都可能是旅行团来安排，因为他们就是说像什么车呀或者是接送啊就比较方便一些，然后你就去参加一个一日游，早上有人来接你，然后带你去各个不同的景点，然后到了晚上然后把你送回到酒店。
So normally in China, when you guys do an 一日游, it is with a travel group, and it's arranged by a tour guide, somebody who, you know, picks you up, takes you to the places that you guys are going to go to, and then takes you back.
对对对。
Okay, yeah. I think here, 一日游, a day trip, could be like that, but more often, I think it's people take themselves. You know, they say, oh, let's go to this museum, you know, this place 2 or 3 hours from here, let's just go there and then let's just come back in a day. And that would be a day trip. So in China, is it kind of different? Like, let's say you're in Shanghai and you're from Shanghai. You've lived in Shanghai all of your life, but you want to go to Hangzhou for the weekend or, you know, some other nearby place just for a little 一日游. Would you plan it yourself and go, or would you join a group, you think?
我觉得是 depends on where you are. If you're familiar with the area, if you know how to get from A to B, most of people prefer to go by themselves.
Yeah, I think so. 就可以省钱。
对，预算，预算很美丽。
Right, exactly. And that's what our people are saying in this dialogue too, is in fact, 预算。
对。
也很美丽啊。
Uh-huh.
Yes, or they don't say 啊, they say 预算也很美丽哦。What's the difference between saying ah or oh?
我觉得差不多，就是都是一些声音的一些词，没有什么特殊的意思。预算也很美丽哦，或者预算也很美丽啊，就是你只要说的时候不是那么特意的去单独说那个字
，OK，
那样显得很奇怪。你就是说把它和其他的这些字一起说出来。它只是一个发音，没有什么意思。
Okay. So there's no big difference between the two. But if I just said, 预算也很美丽。
预算也很美丽，没什么问题。
Okay.
这个就是说在口语的时候经常会有一些哦呀哇。
Yeah, it just makes it a little bit more colorful. If I don't say that, is it...more serious, or am I, 我是不是什么理工男还是什么
nerdy?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more straight-laced if I don't add those colorful words at the end.
有可能，对，一般会男生会这样说，就比较 direct, 比较 save all the extra words. 女生可能就会说，哦，预算也很美丽哦，我很想你呀。
OK, 我明白了。
你有没有你有没有想我啊？
很娘娘腔是吧 ？Like very girly.
对。
Like a girly way of talking. OK, I got it. So, 他说预算也很美丽哦 ，and then the other coworker replies.Yes, and my husband, that's his favorite thing, is saving money.
我老公一定会觉得这是个很不错的主意，他最喜欢省钱了。
Okay, so 我想问你一下，这个是不是一种的刻板印象？ Do you think this is a kind of stereotype to say, oh, husbands, 他们最喜欢省钱？
也不一定吧，我觉得还是 depends, 有些人家正好相反。有些人家可能是太太喜欢省钱，老公喜欢花钱。我有一个朋友，就是他们家的钱都是他老公花。
有意思。
但是大多数可能是女生比较喜欢花钱，喜欢买新衣服呀，买包啊，买什么东西的。对。
对。那你自己呢？你自己很喜欢花钱还是省钱？
我当然喜欢花钱了是我觉得花钱最多的地方可能就是旅游吧就是对我们来说的话花钱最多的地方可能就是旅游了我不会说像我有些朋友那样花好几百或者好几千美元去买个包或者是买个很 fancy 的什么首饰但是我愿意花钱出去旅游
yeah, 看来我们是一类人I think we're very similar on this because 我们也经常花钱的就是在旅游上还是吃饭上。
对
eating or traveling, those are the places where we spend our money. When it comes to buying things, 其实我很喜欢买二手 is that right? 二手货的东西 or 二手的东西 like secondhand things, and it's kind of a
很经济实惠啊，经济实惠，
实惠，既是很经济实惠，又是很环保。It's kind of both of those things together for me, so that's what I do quite a lot.
哦，这也是个很不错的主意。对，我现在发现我因为我的衣服太多了，然后我好像每天穿的就是那么几件，然后有很多衣服一年好像都从来没有穿过，所以我也觉得买的衣服比较少了。最花钱的地方还是去旅游和吃东西。
Yes, exactly, exactly. So this coworker also continues by saying, 那你打算怎么宅度假呢? So how do you plan to spend your vacation? And what is the response to that?
我觉得徒步、骑马或者彩蛋射击都可以考虑。
Okay, so 我不得不承认这三个东西当中一个我以前是经常做的 and that is 徒步 but 骑马 and how do you say the other one? 彩蛋射击、
uh-huh.
doing paintball I've never done that 从来没有做过 Have you?
我骑过马 你在美国长大没有骑过马吗、
其实我小时候对小时候也做了一两次
哦、对就是骑马我是骑过但是是那种走得很慢的马不是说像电影里演的那样
Yes, yes, yes. 你一说我想起来了我骑了一次然后好像所有的马都是排队走然后走得很慢然后好像我的马是最后的那个。
对对还有在中国去旅游在沙漠里、
嗯、
新疆的时候骑过骆驼。
哦是吗
对、都是不是很舒服的感觉就是没有像看起来的那么 romantic
、Yeah, riding a camel does not sound very comfortable either.
对、
yeah.
对所以骑马和骑骆驼什么的肯定不会是每天都做的、
嗯
除非你是有这种爱好或者是家里有农场。但是徒步我是非常喜欢我也是旅游主要就是徒步吧我觉得是到各个地方走一走看一看。
Okay. So do you usually, when you go 徒步 hiking, is it kind of like out into the forest, in the mountains, like the really natural areas, or do you mean 徒步 like 在市中心徒步
都可以只要是没有去过的地方我都喜欢去不管是在城市里还是在树林里还是在山上
OK
对走路是我最喜欢的一种运动方式
对我也是 So 说到徒步 There is another word which is 远足 So what is the difference between 徒步 and 远足
这两个应该是差不多可能远足就更有点像那种在树林里或者是在山里面那种感觉。
OK.
因为很远的地方嘛 you know, far away from city 那种感觉。
OK, OK. So actually, I think that is a little bit closer to hiking than 徒步。Mm-hmm. Like 徒步 is like to travel on foot and maybe even to sightsee on foot, right?And maybe it's a little bit more flexible. You could be in the mountains or you could be, you know, in the city center. But 远足, you know, in the Western concept, hiking is you're definitely out in the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 对对对。
Okay. So 你更喜欢在大自然远足还是更喜欢在市中心徒步 or 都可以就只要你从来没去过的地方都行。
如果说我从来没去过的我都喜欢。
Mm-hmm.
在城市里面可能比如说你像纽约这种地方、mm-hmm. 可能走上个三天然后你也就够了对吧、
mm-hmm. right.
再、
yes.
再走再多反正也就是那个样子。
Right.
但是在森林里面你就可以其实你可以天天走如果你家正好靠着一个森林的话、
mm-hmm.
你可以每天走路。
Mm-hmm.
所以我觉得这个还是有点不一样。
对。对对对 Yes, I've had a similar experience. You know, I like walking just about anywhere. But there's something about being outside and in natural places that is just so much more comforting than being in the, you know, modern world. It's very
对对，但是如果你一直住在这种乡村的话，你一直住在这 suburban area.
Right.
Once a while, I think it's good to go to the big city to feel.To feel alive, I guess. I don't know.
对对对，没错没错，对，小的地方没事干，对吗？
对，有很多 excitement, 可以看到很多的人。其实 once a while 还是挺好的，就是这也是为什么我以前就是每年喜欢回中国的一个原因。
Mm-hmm.
然后每次一到了中国，因为人很多，然后看每个人都觉得特别的亲切，都像是我的兄弟姐妹一样，
是吧？
但是在那儿时间待久了，然后你就会觉得啊，这么多人，好烦啊！
对对对
对，
没错没错。So, the coworker kind of replies to this. They're talking about paintball, and which, by the way, I've also never done. I think I mentioned that before. But, 这些活动我也都喜欢。So I like all of these activities. And then they say, 要不然, so how about maybe 我们来个集体宅度假吧。So let's organize a group to do a staycation together. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. 对对。
Okay. So in a previous episode, we talked about 组团。我们组团度假吧 or can we say that? 我们来个组团度假 It doesn't have the same feel to it, I think, as 集体
集体也可以组团也可以但是你要宅度假不要忘了这个宅子
Right, right. I couldn't say something like 我们组团宅度假吧 That doesn't make sense, right?
其实还是集体更好一些组团就是说好像一般就是你 form a group,、
mm-hmm.
然后你要去一个什么新的地方那种感觉。
OK.
好像就没有说你要是宅度假你都已经在这儿了。
Right. OK. Well, so conversely, could I say, 我们来个集体出国旅游。
这个好像是可以的、
okay.
因为集体就是一个 group.、
Mm-hmm.
所以说 you know, let's group, have a group vacation, go overseas,、
mm-hmm.
这样是可以的。
Okay.
但是组团 you intentionally to form a group.
Right.
然后你宅度假让我们 intentionally form a group like stay at home for vacation. 有点好像奇怪。
Right, right. That makes sense. Okay, one little grammar point too. So, 组团 is a verb, right? Let's form a group. Or it's like a verb with an object. Whereas, 集体 that is a noun. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I would have to pair it with a verb like 来,我们来个集体。
Mm-hmm, 对对对。
Okay, all right, got it. Okay, so let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
劳动节马上就要到了,你打算去哪儿度假呀?
每个景点都是人潮涌动,想想就心累。再说,到哪儿去都得抢票。好不容易抢到了，累得都没心情玩了。
完全同意，今年五一我也打算宅在家里吃吃喝喝。
但是好像只待在家里吃饭睡觉也太无聊了。你有没有听过现在的一种时尚度假方式，宅度假？
没听说过。
难道我们有代沟了吗？
宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩。甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。
我老公一定会觉得这是个很不错的主意，他最喜欢省钱了。那你打算怎么宅度假呢？
我觉得徒步、骑马或者踩单射击都可以考虑。
这些活动我也都喜欢。
要不然我们来个集体宅度假吧？
一言为定。
Okay, and so we do not have a...second dialogue for this episode because this is the part two of staycation. So we are just going to move on to the pronunciation section. And this is the part of the show where you get to do the talking back. So we spent a lot of time explaining things and talking to each other and, you know, just kind of describing how these words work together. And this is the chance for you to practice saying these words at home. So here we go.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。抢票，得抢票，都得抢票。到哪儿去？到哪儿去都得抢票。抢到了，好不容易，好不容易抢到了。到哪儿去都得抢票，好不容易抢到了。心情，没心情，没心情玩儿，都没心情玩儿了。累的都没心情玩儿了。到哪儿去都得抢票，好不容易抢到了，累的都没心情玩儿了。
你放假为什么不打算出去玩？
到哪儿去都得抢票，好不容易抢到了，累得都没心情玩了。
时尚，一种时尚。度假方式，一种时尚度假方式。现在的一种时尚度假方式。你有没有听过现在的一种时尚度假方式？宅度假。你有没有听过现在的一种时尚度假方式，宅度假？
代沟，有代沟了吗？我们有代沟了吗？难道我们有代沟了吗？没听说过，没听说过，难道我们有代沟了吗？
预算。很美丽哦，预算也很美丽哦。一日游，安排个一日游。甚至安排个一日游。甚至安排个一日游什么的。甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。家附近，家附近的地方。 在家附近的地方玩。而且在家附近的地方玩。旅游。不去太远的地方旅游。就是说不去太远的地方旅游。宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游。宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩。宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩，甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。
没听说过宅度假，难道我们有代沟了吗？
宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩，甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。
集体，来个集体，来个集体宅度假。我们来个集体宅度假吧。要不然，我们来个集体宅度假吧。这些活动我也很喜欢。这些活动我也都喜欢，要不然我们来个集体宅度假吧。
我觉得徒步、骑马或者彩蛋射击都可以考虑。
这些活动我也都喜欢，要不然我们来个集体宅度假吧。
All right, so I want to ask you about your own personal experiences with 宅度假 staycations. So, 你一般怎么宅度假? What do you normally do during your staycations?
如果天气不好的话，那就是待在家里头吃点好吃的东西，看看书，看看电视，啊，上上网。啊，如果天气好的话，我喜欢在外面走一走。我喜欢拍照片走路，然后到各个地方去看一看。如果是城市里的话，在中国大部分都是城市，所以城市还是有很多不同的什么书店呀、咖啡店啊，这种很有特色的小店可以去看一看，然后去好吃的餐馆吃点东西。但是美国好像就没有这么，大部分地方都是树林，所以我就喜欢到树林里面去走走路什么的。
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a great way to spend a staycation. I think 对我来说，只要我不用做饭，它算是一个度假。
啊，只要不做饭就是度假。
对, 对,
对，这个也是。
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, for us, it's like, you know, 我们经常处理我们通常没有时间处理的事情 ，like you know 例行维修 ，just routine maintenance for our car， or 去看医生 ，like go to the doctor。We don't have time if we're working， but during a vacation or a staycation we can do that。And definitely going out to eat, just so it feels like it's, you know, time off, like a resting time. So one last thing I wanted to ask you, do you feel like 以前我们都是宅度假过，但是没有这个叫法。我说的是五年前、八年前的时候，人家说哦，你去哪儿旅游？ And 如果哪儿也不去，我们只是说哦，没什么计划，待在家里没事干。听起来很无聊，但是有这个说法、这个说法来了以后，宅度假 it feels a little bit cooler, right? 我这一次没有什么计划，不是因为我是什么无聊的人没事干，是因为you know, 要省钱、环保什么的 like it sounds a little bit more cool to say, oh, 这一次我要宅度假，不是 oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm just staying at home.
可能是吧，就是我待在家里头度假。其实我也有一些朋友，他们不喜欢旅游的那些朋友，他们经常会说，哎呀，不知道为什么要出去，在家里面电视里电脑里不是都能看见吗？还有什么好去的
啊？是吗？
对、
okay.
也有这样的朋友、所以我觉得可能宅度假对他们来说比要去到某一个地方是一个更好的一个 choice.
Right, exactly. So I want to thank whoever came up with this word because they make staying at home sound like it's much better than it was before.
对
Whoever that was. But anyway, so all right, well, no matter if you guys are going somewhere on your next vacation or if you're going to plan a 宅度假,I hope that you will learn some Chinese with us wherever you go. And 我想提醒大家学好中文
增加魅力。
OK, all right, 下次见。
好的,好的,下次见。